across Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
There's much to do as we kick off another busy day here in CJ Country. That's why we bring you an hour of news and information producers need. Take us with you in the barn, on the tractor, or in the truck. We're with you wherever you go. Let's get the show started with Andrew McCray and American Countryside.
Some clothing departments have a section for big and tall men. One particular piece of clothing at Julia's store definitely qualifies for that description, and it has people coming here to see it and take pictures with it. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
Julia Dillon sells plenty of vintage clothing items here at her Ginger Snaps Vintage Store in Gays Mill, Wisconsin. A while back, she received an interesting offer.
A local friend, a former ag teacher at the local high school, one day walked in and said, "Hey, would you like some big overalls?" And I looked around and I said, "Oh, yeah, I sell lots of overalls." And he kind of laughed at me and he's like, "All right, I'll be right back."
He returned with something very large.
He's carrying this big rolled up piece of denim on his shoulder, and I'm like, "What is that?" And he said, "Come out in the hall." And he unrolled them, and my brain could not process what I was seeing.
He had unrolled some old denim made by the Lee Company.
So the overalls are from 1932, came out of the original general store here in Gays Mills, and they're 16 feet 5 inches, and as far as we know, they're the second largest in the world, and they're in just wonderful condition.
The largest pair are just a few inches longer at the Lee Company in Kansas City, but they aren't nearly as pristine as Julia's pair. These were displayed at a store decades ago here in Gays Mill. They were probably one of a few dozen of these huge overalls.
They made approximately 60 pair, and that they were all handmade, so they were sort of different sizes and widths and everything. And they would have just been used for advertising.
Julia's store has tall ceilings, and she has them hung on a wall where people often come to get their picture with the huge overalls. They're quite a draw. She had a group of Japanese tourists stopping by soon after my visit, and you can come here and see them too. Traveling the countryside in Gays Mill, Wisconsin, I'm Andrew McCray.
We're just underway with today's CJ Agribusiness Report. Standing by is Tony St. James, ready to bring you Agriculture Today after this quick break.
When it comes to taking care of your land, you need equipment built to last. That's why so many property owners across Western New York and around the United States trust WoodMax, proudly based right here in Akron, New York. For more than 15 years, WoodMax has designed and built premium tractor and skid steer attachments that turn hard jobs into manageable work. Whether it's clearing lake effect snow in the winter, mowing pastures in the summer, or tackling spring and fall cleanup with a wood chipper, WoodMax has the attachment for your property's needs. Each WoodMax product is engineered with durability in mind, backed by warranty protection, and supported locally by the Back 40 Group team, a proud veteran-founded company who recognizes and salutes the brave. And discover why thousands of landowners nationwide rely on trust in their products to get the job done with ease.
With Agriculture Today, here's Tony St. James. China's ambitious effort to modernize farming through large-scale operations running into a serious economic wall. According to analysis by retired USDA economist Fred Gehl, falling crop prices, rising land rents, and weakening profitability combining to threaten China's grain production model and raising concerns that the country could face its own farm crisis even as U.S. farmers grapple with trade headwinds. Corn, soybean, and rice prices have all dropped sharply this fall. Corn down roughly 20% from 2 years ago, and soybeans off more than 23%. And futures on the exchange point to further declines into the year's end. Downturn follows record imports of cheaper Brazilian soybeans, which have depressed domestic prices and rippled across feed and grain markets. In the meantime, China's official cost of production data already showing soybean, rapeseed, and double crop rice farms losing money last year before the latest price slide. So at the heart of the problem, scale. New type commercial farms now lease roughly half of China's cropland and face steep cash rents, typically $330 to $670 per acre, U.S. dollars, along with machinery, fuel, and labor costs that far exceed those of smallholders. Many of the operators are now unprofitable, and Beijing's silence on the issue suggests growing concern. Analysts now warning that shrinking margins could undermine national food security goals, especially as authorities continue to push for higher yields and broader adoption of smart farming technology. Well, it's time for the beef industry and the public to face facts about America's appetite for hamburgers. Steve Dittmer is Executive Vice President of the Agribusiness Freedom Foundation. He says ground beef has become the nation's most versatile and affordable cut, but that popularity now depends heavily on imported lean beef to meet demand. In the 70s, U.S. cow slaughter yielded enough lean trim to match domestic needs. Today, however, he notes Americans spend roughly $15 billion a year on ground beef, consuming about 27 pounds per person. And U.S. producers simply can't keep up. U.S. now imports about 4 billion pounds of lean beef annually, four times what it produces domestically, to mix with higher fat trimmings and maintain affordable prices for burgers and retail ground beef. He warns eliminating those imports could send prices soaring 3 to 4 times higher, pushing a $12 burger into the $50 to $60 territory and gutting demand. U.S. milk production surged over the summer, climbing 3.6% year over year during June through August. Milk fat output jumped 5.3%. That's according to the latest dairy market report from the National Milk Producers Federation. Cow numbers increased to 9.5 million head. Per cow output, 6,153 pounds for the period. It reflects both strong productivity and rising milk fat composition, now averaging 4.2%. It's Agriculture Today.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Whiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Whiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Whiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-378-2714. 800-378-2714. 800-378-2714. Call the Hotel Whiz right now for rates too low to publish. 800-378-2714.
Still ahead on the CJ Agribusiness Report, Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk with the Ag Radio Net Farm News. Max Armstrong is standing by with a Farm Progress America report when we return.
I don't believe it. My savings are gone. They're gone.
You're kidding.
Nope, they're gone. They're gone, gone.
Okay, all right. Think about it. Where did you have them last?
I remember I was home, then I took them, and then I spent them on that vacation to Aruba. Then I bought this miniature suit of armor I saw in the in-flight magazine.
And that's the last you saw of your savings?
Yes.
This is so weird.
I know, right?
Weird? Not really. Not saving now means no money later. You'd be surprised how quickly a little money from every paycheck can really add up. Put away a few bucks, feel like a million bucks. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
The armor is cool, though. Oops. I think I broke its gauntlet.
You broke my favorite part.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. The U.S.-China trade deal was big news last week, but as of this recording, full text of the agreement has not been published. However, 14 Republican senators sent a letter to the White House and USDA last week, urging them to hold off on beef imports from Argentina. I'll have that story when we come back. Jeremy Leniger, sales manager with Nutrien Ag Solutions, filled me in recently on harvest progress outside Vandalia, Illinois.
We're making way every day on harvest. We're getting closer. I'd say we're probably somewhere around that 75 to 80% right now. Things are shaping up about the way that we expected them to, unfortunately, with too much rain and then the lack of rain. So yields have been not very good in our area.
Are growers starting to look ahead already to the 2026 season?
Yeah, I think we have to. I think guys are taking a look at what type of crops and bushels they pulled off the fields, taking into account the fertilizer prices that we have right now that aren't desirable, and trying to do the smartest thing they can with their money and spend it wisely.
How do growers figure out what the smartest course of action is in an ag economy like we're in right now?
Well, I think we need to look at soil tests. I think that those are crucial because just like a human being, it's like a blood test for us. If we don't have a soil test, we don't exactly know what we need to go put out there on that field.
Jeremy Leniger, sales manager with Nutrien Ag Solutions, thank you so much for joining us this week.
The White House is facing strong pushback from farm state lawmakers over President Donald Trump's proposal to expand imports of Argentine beef. The president argues this move will lower grocery prices, but much of the U.S. cattle industry and a growing number of Republicans say it could hurt American producers. 14 Republican senators signed a letter addressed to Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins and U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer. They said that while they share the administration's goal of lowering consumer costs, increasing beef from Argentina could undermine U.S. cattle producers, weaken America's position in trade talks, and reintroduce animal diseases. The senators noted that Argentina already exports over $200 million worth of beef to the U.S. each year, while buying less than $2 million in return. They warned that Argentina's continued tariffs on U.S. beef and its history of foot-and-mouth disease make the proposal risky, both economically and biologically. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa put it bluntly, telling reporters last week, quote, "Undercutting American beef is not putting America first." Grassley said the policy would send the wrong signal at a time when U.S. ranchers are still rebuilding from drought, inflation, and high feed costs that have pushed the national cattle herd to historic lows. The controversy began on October 19th when President Trump told reporters aboard Air Force One that his administration planned to import more beef from Argentina to bring down grocery prices. Futures markets dropped almost immediately, and analysts say the uncertainty has weighed on cattle prices ever since. According to market analysts, the impact of increased Argentine imports on retail beef prices would be minimal, but the impact on cattle producers could be substantial. Justin Tupper, president of the U.S. Cattlemen's Association, said a deal like this could undercut the very foundation of our cattle industry. I'll have more when we come back.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
So far, no official timeline has been released for the expanded imports of beef from Argentina. But for many in the cattle business, the message was clear. Opening the door to more foreign beef might lower prices slightly for consumers, but it could also undercut American ranchers who are still working to recover from years of drought and low prices. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
So glad you've joined us for today's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. Just ahead, continuing the tradition of bringing ag news to farmers from across the Northeast, it's Tom and Tim with the Ag Radionet Farm News next. Sooner or later, you'll need to replace your furnace. If that time is now, come see the folks at Country Line Electric, where they carry the Comfort Airline. Why Comfort Air? Well, they feature a 12-year bumper-to-bumper warranty that's the best in the business. Country Line Electric carries a full line of 80 to 95% efficiency residential furnaces, fuel oil furnaces, including units for mobile homes, and they can even provide a list of contractors to install your new Comfort Air furnace. And if you're a contractor, let Country Line Electric be your source for quality Comfort Air products. Country Line Electric, Silver Springs and Batavia.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
A color-changing tomato reached a national contest final. Students genetically modified sensor plants to turn a vivid red when soil nitrogen levels are low. Invention developed by two Cornell doctoral students turns engineered tomato plants a vivid red when soil nitrogen levels are low. It's been named a finalist in the Collegiate Inventors Competition. Red Alert Living Sensors, created by the couple Jacob Belding and Ava Forrestack, one of five finalists contending in the grad student category of the competition, run by the National Inventors Hall of Fame. Developed through the National Science Foundation's Center for Research on Programmable Plant Systems, the students' genetically modified sensor plants could one day help gardeners, farmers, and hydroponic growers assess if their plants need more nitrogen. When the sentinel plant turns red, growers may then target where and when to fertilize. Farmers currently apply up to 50% more nitrogen than needed, which has led to runoff, polluting groundwater and lakes where it can promote harmful algae blooms. The two students present their invention in a Shark Tank-style pitch to a panel of judges composed of some of the most influential inventors and invention experts in the country. The judges, including National Inventors Hall of Fame inductees and U.S. Patent and Trademark officials, select two top teams and a People's Choice Award, each of which receive cash prizes. Currently, a common method for detecting nitrogen deficiencies in plants assesses yellowing and wilting in leaves. By the time the leaves turn yellow, the plant is already stressed from low nutrients. The analogy of a dog whining when it's hungry is what the red-colored tomatoes mean. Professor in the School of Integrated Plant Science Horticulture section at Cornell's College of Ag and Life Sciences goes on to say that dog that whines when it's hungry would be ridiculous to wait until you feel its ribs in order to feed it. The Red Alert Living Sensors take advantage of a native pathway where the plant detects nitrogen around its roots, translating those signals to the rest of the plant. The plant used in the project, genetically modified to express a red pigment when root zone nitrogen is low. Shades of redness also reflect varying gradients of available soil nitrogen.
Quality feed! Margins!
Road activity!
Even your herd knows what's important to you. All dairy farmers, our top priority at John Deere is keeping your animals healthy and productive. With our technology, you can reduce overlaps, track nutrient content of your forage, and reduce downtime. We have the solutions to help feed and care for your herd. To learn more, talk to your local John Deere dealer today.
As harvest begins, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to be diligent in taking the proper precautions to ensure treated seed does not enter the domestic or export grain supply. When properly handled, seed treatments are an effective agronomic tool that provides seeds the necessary protection for a strong, healthy start. Completely remove all treated seed left in containers and equipment used to handle harvested grain and dispose of it properly. Always be careful to follow state and federal guidelines for proper handling, storage, and disposal of treated seed. For more information, visit seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer.
Farm Credit Northeast Ag Enhancement Program, which is a joint effort of Farm Credit East and CoBank, recently provided $113,000 in grant funding to 20 organizations in order to assist their efforts to encourage youth leadership development, support young and beginning farmer initiatives while promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion, and advancing Northeast agriculture, forestry, and commercial fishing. The applications for the next round of grant funding due by the 1st of December. Many of the projects that received most recent grants working to support the next generation of agriculture, including Cornell University's Dairy Fellow Program, the Holstein Foundation Young Dairy Leaders Institute, and the New York State Junior Holstein Association, along with the Northeast Beef Promotion Initiative. Grants awarded, program promoting Northeast agriculture, forestry, and fishing, along with a few grants to enhance economic viability in Northeast agriculture. Farm Credit's Northeast Ag Enhancement Program was created back in 1996 in order to support projects that promote and enhance the region's agricultural community. Since its inception, the program has provided more than $3.7 million in grant funding to more than 1,200 projects. Submissions for the next round of grant funding due by December 1st. Visit the FarmCreditEast.com website. Look for the Ag Enhancement tab to learn more.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just I...
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well, I...
Well, it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered and keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha?
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
Thanks for taking the CJ Agribusiness Report along this morning. There's lots more to come on today's program. Jeff Ishii is standing by with today's On the Farm Report.
So there's skim milk, a.k.a. fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful. We have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Thinking about buying a home in the country or even remodeling your existing home? Give Farm Credit a call. We finance rural properties for nearly 100 years. We make loans for homes, land, construction, remodeling, even barns, fencing, equipment, and crops. You'll find our personal service and knowledgeable loan officers a refreshing change to talk to a lender who's just down the road, even if it's a dirt road. Or find us at farmcredit.com. We're the experts in rural finance. Farm Credit is an equal housing lender.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Many of us have heard of the Agriculture in the Classroom program.
Now, New York State and Cornell University have created a Dairy in the Classroom program. Katie Carpenter with New York Ag in the Classroom tells us what it's all about.
Dairy in the Classroom is a grant-funded project from the Dairy Promotion Order. And I think what we can all work together on is having a full school community sing the chorus of agriculture, from the teachers to agricultural education and communities making agriculture a priority for their students and their schools.
Katie Carpenter of Ag in the Classroom and Cornell University. Our thanks to John Clark with FeedWorks USA for his assistance in this report.
Stay tuned. Your daily pearl of wisdom is coming up next.
More money than ever is on the table for Virginia's farmers. Your Soil and Water Conservation District wants to help you get your share. Farmers can receive up to $300,000 in Virginia Agricultural Cost Share Funds for practices that protect water quality, enrich the land, and boost the farm's bottom line. Contact your local Soil and Water Conservation District today. Visit dcr.virginia.gov/districts. Don't leave money on the table.
Uphill, downhill, through the mud, and through the trees. ATVs can take you on an adventure. But before you do anything on an ATV, take knowledge to the extreme. Know the basics. Take a training course. Wear a helmet. Don't ride on paved roads. And don't ride tandem. That's knowledge you can take anywhere an ATV takes you. For more information, log on today to ATVsafety.gov.
Today we send out a big old salute to all of our listeners in beautiful Boone, North Carolina. And yes, it is beautiful, especially at this time of the year. They're tuned in to affiliated radio station Joy FM, FM 105.9 in Boone, North Carolina. Our pearl of wisdom today comes in from listener Marion Newkirk, who says, "If it's not broken, don't try to fix it." Thank you, Marion, for that pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm here.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. And I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit MakeTheConnection.net to find out more.
There is growing awareness of the threat New World screwworm can pose to our nation's livestock, particularly beef cattle, as this invasive pest, once decades removed away from our country, travels closer to the U.S.-Mexican border.
This one's particularly problematic because the maggot will infest living tissues and consumes those on a living animal. It'll get into, say, the umbilicus of a newborn calf, onto a cut, onto, say, a dehorning wound, those types of things. Are some of the primary places that we might see this, and it will kind of continue to make those wounds worse and continue to eat tissue if it's left untreated.
Agriculture Deputy Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs Lauren Stubb says only those who dealt with NWS at the height of our country several decades ago might know what to look out for or understand the potential impacts. Hence the importance of education and vigilance of what to watch regarding a possible New World screwworm case.
Especially for those who are living around the border, which would be more of a high-risk area. Any animal that's going to have more proximity to wildlife or to livestock, or an animal, of course, that is livestock, is going to be at higher risk.
It is not just livestock, though, at risk for a potential case of NWS.
For pets, those are probably a little bit easier to check, but make sure, especially in the long-haired ones or really furry ones, to be checking for any wounds.
The NWS maggot is shaped like a screw and screws down as it consumes tissue. But the deputy undersecretary says there is another way this pest can potentially be detected.
Screwworm also has reportedly a very particular smell. I've actually been around it and seen it in real life myself, and it does have a very sort of particularly noxious smell, so any kind of foul-smelling wounds, of course, you would want to check out for any number of reasons, but look at those for any signs of miasis.
If miasis, infestation by fly larva, is suspected,
I think the best case scenario is not to try to determine whether it is screwworm or if it is something else yourself, but to report that to either your state animal health official, or if you so wish, you can call USDA directly. But I think the state animal health official would be more than happy to take that call and to look into it for you.
Contact information for USDA area veterinarians is also available by going online to www.aphis.usda.gov. Scroll down the home page to the New World Screwworm link. The following page contains a link on how to contact an accredited veterinarian in your area. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
We're about a half hour away from the CJ Country Morning Show. Till then, we're talking to farmers and producers around the region. Bill Baker and Dairy Radio Now is coming up next.
Today's ag producers are more focused than ever on the things that truly matter. And so are we. Farm Credit East is committed to evolving alongside Northeast agriculture, meeting the credit and financial needs of Northeast farming, forestry, fishing, and agribusinesses with a people-first perspective. Visit farmcrediteast.com to learn how. Farm Credit East, made in agriculture.
For your livestock marketing needs, it's Empire Livestock, Route 19 and Pavilion. Whether it's cattle, dairy, goats, or beef, calves, hogs, goats, or sheep, sales run every Monday and Thursday each week. Empire Livestock's enhanced services and knowledgeable market managers and staff help you with every step of your sale. EmpireLivestock.com has weekly market reports and all upcoming sales. Call Tony Perry with Market Operations at 483-1687 or West Region Administrator Sue Rogers at 356-0334 to find out how Empire Livestock can help you with your livestock needs.
This is Dairy Radio Now. Milky Monday.
Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago. Dave, please size up the dairy markets for us, as last week we saw cheese rise to a skeptical $1.80 level, but butter fell to a level not seen since February 2021. What's going on?
Skeptical is the word. Actually, the word is bearish. The sentiment is really bearish, and it's the first time, I think, this decade that we've seen sympathy between butter and cheese. You go back 10, 15 years ago in this market, a lot of times you get a rally in butter and you get a smaller rally in cheese, or things like that would happen more frequently. And we really haven't seen that much over the past few years with, you know, $3 butter, and cheese was sometimes $1.39, $1.40, all the way up to $2, you know, back and forth, and didn't much matter. But, right now, the market is focused on the supply of milk, the number of cows out there, 9.5 million. You know, just go down the line, everything, the lack of demand, the lack of export demand. I mean, we've had really good export demand on cheese all year, and right now the prices globally have come down on cheese, specifically in Europe, and it's becoming harder and harder to export cheese. On the flip side, we're probably exporting a record amount of butter right now. We're not going to get that news because the government shut down, but I think we're doing a real good job on the butter market. Unfortunately, the butter market's also come down to $1.20, but we're just the cheapest butter in the world right now by a long shot. But there's just a lot of bearish sentiment in the markets right now, and you can see that because spot cheese is at $1.82, and the first quarter of next year is at $1.62 or $1.63. You've got a discount in the market. So, I just look at it and say, the market has got bearish blinders on right now, and we're at a time of year when we tend to see demand go up a little bit domestically, and no one seems to care because the past couple of years we've had really poor domestic demand around this time of year. But that doesn't mean that you're not going to see a stronger price in November and get some kind of a Christmas rally here for dairy farmers. I think that's in the offing.
Quickly in closing, the bright spot is whey, and now at levels not seen since January of this year.
Yeah, you're right. So non-fat, butter, cheese, everything's been weak except whey. And you got to give it to the high-value protein consumer. Doesn't seem to care about the price. They want the protein, and that's the year. I mean, that's the message this year. 2025 is the year of protein, and it just the high value whey protein has not abated, and it's probably helping to pull on the dry whey market. Those markets are not totally correlated very well, but ultimately the demand for whey is there.
Thank you, Dave. Dave Kurzowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
I know when we hear about the idea of giving, all kinds of negative thoughts or experiences come to mind. Someone is after my money. Are they really in need, or why don't they get a job?
Miracles are often connected with receiving, but there can also be miracles that happen when we give. It feels good to give to others. It is in our nature as humans to want to give and do good.
And all of us have something to give, and that goes far beyond our finances. Each one of us is filled with talent, knowledge, experiences, and wisdom. I believe that we should always be looking to give some of that good stuff that is on the inside of us to others.
When choosing good places to give, ask yourself, are you feeling pressured to give? How thankful are they for what they already have? Are they helping themselves? And what does my intuition say?
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Bill's back with the latest dairy news on tomorrow morning's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. Let's take a quick break. Then it's back with Daryl Anderson and today's Farm to Fork Report. Where can you buy 4x8 sheets of 7/16 OSB for just $8.18 a sheet? Burt's Lumber and Perry. How about 4x8 sheets of half-inch drywall for just $11.97 a sheet? Yeah, that's Burt's Lumber too. You pick it up, you save big. 7/16 OSB, just $8.18 a sheet. Half-inch drywall, just $11.97 a sheet. Burt's Lumber, Washington Street and Perry. Your best price place is open 7 days a week, including Sundays, 9 to 1.
Federal food and nutrition guidelines are off the mark, according to one conservative group. Next on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing, the Ag Safety and Health Campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. I'm a fix-it-yourselfer, but I also know there are times when I'm in over my head. My wife has a saying, will anything bad happen? If the answer is even maybe, then call a professional. Too many farmers have gotten hurt or killed by trying to fix a problem themselves. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The Heritage Foundation says the American diet is a disaster, and public policy is not doing enough to change that. The foundation's Jay Richards talks about an initiative called Restoring American Wellness.
We think that this cluster of issues about health, and especially chronic childhood disease, is the largest gap in the policy arena in Washington, D.C. I mean, the reality is, if you wanted to talk about USDA food guidelines, if you wanted to talk about the way in which drugs are added to the CDC vaccination schedule, or there's 25 issues like this that if you follow them, you know how important they are, and you know that they're almost certainly connected to policy, which is usually well-meaning, but the outcomes are often not so much.
Richard says food guidelines were set up based on the science at the time.
There is a correlation in the United States between this massive increase of chronic metabolic diseases among adolescents and adults and the USDA food guidelines, in which the federal government decided to give us all lots of advice about how we should eat. Now, by itself, correlation doesn't prove causation, but a lot of people, including me, think that these things are actually connected. Not because there was a conspiracy to make Americans sick, but because a particular scientific picture got calcified, unfortunately, became the sort of official science, and now it's really hard to change, though.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
It's a meat lover's paradise at Grizzly's Custom Cutting and Hunt. Get your grill on with 50 pounds or more of hamburger for just $3.99 a pound.
Or go big
with whole tenderloins for only $15.99. That's not all. Grizzly's has buffalo, pork, goat, lamb, alpaca, and seven kinds of sausage. Hunters, listen up. Ivan and his crew butcher deer and wild game 7 days a week, and they'll even buy your deer hides if you process your own. USDA inspected, locally trusted, and packed with flavor. Grizzly's Custom Cutting on River Road and Hunt. It's meat. Call 476-2249. That's Grizzly's Custom Cutting and Hunt.
We're closing in on the 6 o'clock hour, but before we can finish out today's farm show, we need to hear from Tony St. James. But first, let's check the forecast.
Western New York weather.
Brought to you by Upstate Niagara Cooperative, farmer owned by 260 family dairy farms. Producing top-quality conventional and organic milk at the farm level that leads to award-winning finished dairy products. Bison Dip, Upstate Farms Yogurt, Sour Cream, Cottage Cheese, Fluid Milk, Home to Intense Milk, and their lactose-free Milk for Life, all produced with care for their cows and commitment to their community. For today, showers likely mainly between 2 and 4 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 51. Tonight, a chance of showers mainly before 8 p.m., partly cloudy, low around 36. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 51. Currently at the Genesee County Airport, it is 41 degrees.
American Cattle News. Well, cash trade was lower last week. What about the rest of the markets? More after this.
Hey there.
What's up, bruh?
Hello.
Aloha.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hola. Hi.
It takes a lot of voices to create the sound of us. The Y welcomes all of them with open arms. From career readiness to safe spaces, the Y is there, no matter who we are. Now, more than ever, they need your support. Support your local Y today. The Y, for a better us.
Read by members of the Y.
Now we look at how markets finished up last week. Oliver Slope with Blue Line Futures.
Cattle finished lock limit lower, giving us expanded limits on Monday for the second straight week. For live cattle, that expanded limit is 1075, and for feeder cattle, 1375. The pressure comes on a barrage of headlines from the administration, which really started last week after they signaled the desire to help lower beef prices in the United States. Before we get into that, let's get into today's closing prices. December live cattle futures, 7.25 lower to 233.92. For the week, that was $7.90 lower. January feeder cattle down 9.25 to 348.15. For the week, down $21.12. Looking at the synthetics, options were pricing in another $4 lower for most of the session. Over on the snout side, it was a mixed bag with December hogs up fractionally, while the February contract lost two ticks. Now to the headlines. Yesterday, President Trump announced that the administration is quadrupling beef imports from Argentina. On top of this, the USDA released a plan to help expand the domestic cattle herd from a 75-year low. Then, late yesterday afternoon, headlines hit that Mexican Ag Minister will be traveling to Washington next week with the aim of reaching an agreement on reopening the border to Mexican cattle amid the screwworm outbreak. Now, on the fundamental side, this morning's wholesale cash beef side, firmer, choice cuts 249 higher to 373.14, and select cuts $1.13 higher to 354.74.
Cash trade in the south, 238 to 240, north, 235 to 239. American Cattle News.
It's harvest time in New York. Make sure your equipment is ready to stay in the field with genuine AGCO parts from Java Farm Supply. Their knowledgeable parts specialists are ready to help you find the right agricultural part, from fluids and filters to hoses and fittings to engine and transmission parts and everything in between. Stop at their stores in North Java or Batavia and their online parts store for a wide selection, including Massey Ferguson, Heston, Fendt, Challenger, and more. Java Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for reliable, genuine AGCO parts.
Do you farm land anywhere in CJ Country and want to increase your harvest and improve your yields? Allegheny Farm Drainage, right here in Basem, has been providing industry-leading solutions utilizing GPS design, installation, and ongoing maintenance. They pride themselves on being a family-run agricultural service, providing CJ Country farmers a customized drainage solution for every type of acreage. If you have questions about drainage, Allegheny Farm Drainage has answers. Call them at 762-4411 and online at AlleghenyFarmDrainage.com.
When I left the military, I was excited for a fresh start, but civilian life has been harder than I thought it would be. Figuring out a new career while also being a good mom, wife, and friend, some days I'm barely keeping my head above water. I finally realized that it's hurting my mental health. To get back to enjoying life again, I needed to get help. Discover how other women veterans like me have learned to thrive after military service by taking care of themselves and their mental health. Visit maketheconnection.net/womenveterans.
Time to take a look at how the markets closed out on Friday. Corn futures higher with December up 1.25 at 431.5. March gained a quarter at 444, and May was unchanged at 452.25. November beans were up 8.5 to 10.99¾. January up 7.5 to 11.15¼. Chicago December wheat up 9¾, 534. March was up 8 to 548.5. In the hard red or in the Minneapolis spring wheat, December was up 2.5 at 5.53, and March was up 2.25 at 5.73. In the hard red winter, December was up 11.5 to 524.5. March was up 7.75 to 536.75. Cotton futures higher on the day with December up 42 points at 65.54. March was up 4 at 66.73. May dropped a point at 67.90. A red day in livestock with December live cattle down 142.5 at 229.67¼. February was off 182.5, 227.67¼. April off 197.5 at 226.72½. November feeders down 295 at 338.87½. January off 232.5 at 331.90. And March dropped 210 to 327.12½. December lean hogs up 45, 81.27½. February up 42.5 to 82.52½. April gained 12.5 at 86.22½. November Class 3 milk off 27 cents to 17.39, and December down 13 to 17.22. Crude oil up $41 a barrel, or 41 cents a barrel, at 60.98 on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrials up 40 at 47.562. The NASDAQ up 143 to 23.724. The S&P up 17 at 68.40.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. That's 800-923-9018.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's morning show next on CJ Country.